Welcome to Unyielded, Thriving No Matter What, where we talk about how to make your next chapter in life your best chapter. I'm your host, Bobby Kaler, and I believe that the best is yet to come. I was guesting on a podcast last week called The Story in Your Head, and we were talking about taking chances and how sometimes when you take a chance, you fail. The co-host, Ron, said, "I think that we vastly underestimate our ability to recover." And I instantly wrote that down and I said, "I'm going to be talking about that in a future episode of Rise and Thrive." So Deb and Ron, if you are listening, here goes. The reason that stood out to me is that I believe that there's an inherent truth to that. I've coached a lot of people in my career, and the fear of failure comes up a lot. And here's the thing, it comes up a lot even with the most successful of the people that I've coached. And as I reflect on those, you know, many of those conversations, it seems like we think that that failing is somehow bigger than what we are. And that simply isn't true. First of all, even when we take an action and it fails, three very important things happen. Number one, and this is kind of a secret, but even when we fail, we still gain confidence. The second thing that happens, if the action is in line with our future vision of ourselves, then we have still taken an action that will strengthen that future identity. For example, back when I was just starting my speaking career, there were times when I was nervous because the event was larger than what I had done before. And obviously, I wanted to do well and I didn't want to fail. And what I told myself before walking into these events was that even if I failed, I could still be proud of myself for trying and for taking an action that was leading me in my desired direction. Now, was I going to do everything that I could not to fail? Of course. But it took some of the pressure off and it reinforced my identity, my future identity that I was building towards. And finally, number three, if we fail and if we keep our ego out of the way, we can still learn, which only helps us to move forward. Something else that's really important to keep in mind here is that over the course of our lifetime, through every challenge, opportunity, wins, and failures that we've ever had, we have built a tremendous capacity to respond and to recover. The courage and resiliency and ability to learn that you've built over the course of your lifetime are not suddenly going to leave you if you fail. No. That's when those things, those attributes that you've built over the years, that's when they will show up and serve you best. So here's an example. Back in October of 2020, as some of you know, we experienced the East Troublesome Creek Fire. And, you know, it tore through our neighborhood. The winds were over 100 miles an hour. It was burning at the speed of 90 football fields per minute. 90 football fields per minute. And as we evacuated, you know, as it turns out, we were just minutes ahead of the fire. And it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and we'd been listening to the scanners and everything, and we knew the fire was in our neighborhood. And finally, at 2 o'clock in the morning, we're like, okay, we've got to go to bed because they're not going to come on the radio and say, "Hey, Rick and Bobby, guess what? Your house is okay." Or, "Hey, it's gone," you know? So it was just like, why are we doing this? But when we went to bed, we thought, there's a really good chance that our house is gone. And I was tossing and turning. And finally, I'm like, wait a minute. Look at everything in your life that you've ever been through, every challenge that you've overcome, every adversity that you faced. Are you really saying that this is going to be the thing that you can't figure out, that you can't somehow work through, that you can't somehow overcome? And with that thought, I almost laughed. And I thought, no, you know what? We'll be okay. And I was able to go to sleep and sleep soundly. So here's an activity that can be super helpful. And it's to think about, or ideally write about, the major wins and challenges that you've had in your life. Then think about, what did you do that contributed to that win or to overcoming that challenge. This is a way to build awareness of your strengths, to verbalize them, and to increase your confidence and reduce anxiety around failing. And at the end of the day, if you do fail, welcome to the club. At least you have had the courage to try. And that is something to be proud of. Have a great week and keep thriving.